can cause you to turn upstream? What do you mean somebody's in the way? Somebody doesn't agree with something you want?
Oh, yes.
So somebody feels like they're in the way of what you want. And now, talk about that in terms of the emotional impact. Why would someone not agreeing with you be in your way since you get to do what you want?
They want something different and have included you in their plans, or they're just not believing, or your growth pattern's different,
But you see, here's the thing that's really interesting, and as you hear this, this will make so much sense to you. So let's say there are two of you, and let's say you're a couple or you're important to one another's lives, and let's say that you want this and the other wants something that seems opposite. Let's say it's completely opposite.
Okay.
So each of you has a vibrational relationship with your individual stream. Your relationship with each other is irrelevant, really.
Okay.
It's your individual relationship with your own stream that matters. So here you are, two people co-creating together, and you've each got your individual gaps. You've got your individual gaps that you want to close. So here you are, you're thinking about what you want and why you want it, and you're looking for reasons to feel good, and so you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. So you are in complete alignment with your desire, which means one who's connected to the stream of or source is more powerful than millions who are not. So you are so tuned in, tapped in, turned on, that it doesn't matter how pervasive another person's doubt is. They are like a very small flea on the back of a very big dog. They have no impact on your experience whatsoever. You are in alignment with your desire, and all of the resources of the universe are lining up and giving it to you. And this person and their opinion is irrelevant about it. Unless, so here you are, you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, feeling pretty good. Things are beginning to unfold for you. But this one, the peanut gallery over here, is making quite a ruckus. And now you're listening to the ruckus. And now you're not in alignment with what you want, because now you're pushing against what they're saying, which means you've got their contradicted energy in your vibration because of your attention to them, and now you're not in vibrational alignment with what you want, so now you say, you're in my way. Well, they weren't in your way before you turned and made them part of your vibration, you see. So what we're talking about here is, how can I hold myself to my vision without listening to the peanut gallery? And we say, you've got to make your vision a more dominant part of your vibration, and in time it will be. In time, you'll be so sure of what you want and who you are that someone who doesn't understand it won't annoy you. They'll just be like an interesting bystander. They won't annoy you. It's sort of where we began here today. They won't annoy you. They don't understand what you understand, but it's not annoyance. And so it doesn't dilute your vibrational alignment between where you are and where you want to be. You see how it works?
I believe so.
What happens with most is that you worry about what that one's thinking, and that one worries about what you think, and neither one of you are in vibrational alignment with what you want. You're both blaming each other for not getting what you want. Where you're just each using each other as your excuse not to be in alignment with what you want. That's why we say, write in your book, what is it that I'm thinking about you that is keeping me from being in alignment with who I really am? Oh, friends, it feels so good when you let everybody else off the hook. Can you imagine how others would feel, whether business partners, whether it's your mother, whether it's your girlfriend, no matter who it is, can you imagine how wonderful it would be to have someone say to you, my joy is my job, and I'm not going to hold you responsible for how I feel. So you can be or do or have whatever you choose, and I'm going to tend to my own alignment. I'm not going to hold you in a conditional love trap where you have to do specific things before I can feel good. I'm going to tend to my own crack between who I am and who I have become. Can you imagine how freeing? Wouldn't you love everybody in your life to say that to you? Go and be and do and have whatever you need, and I will not hold you responsible for the way I feel, because how I feel is my business. I will tend to how I feel. Well, of course you would love to have people say that to you, but you don't have the option of making them say that to you. And in the same way that we said earlier, that while it is nice to be loved,